knocking on the door of midfield.
Offense is coming out and absolutely doing what they need to do. They are now 54 yards from the victory.
We got the banker handling the math.
I've got the math
covered
here.
That's good. Better you than me. A handoff is fumbled, but puck hammer grabs it. It bounced right back into his breadbasket. Thank goodness for the Thunderbirds. So it's going to be a short gain, actually. The line pushed forward to the point where they picked up a couple.
The ball actually fumbled forward, to your point, and Puttkamer ran up and got it, kind of bounced off of his chest on the handoff.
The T-Birds have averted disaster a few times.
They
this
have.
Unfortunately, they now have an injured player on the field. He's going to be attended to by the training staff.
And when they're on their back this far away, we can't see who it is, but it's definitely one of the linemen, I believe, at this point. And we don't want to speculate.
T-Birds have a promising-looking drive going here in crunch time. We have 2 minutes, 41 seconds to go. Thunderbirds are going to have a second and about 10. Just shy of midfield. This has been a back-and-forth game. The team's exchanging leads. T-Birds trailed by 7 at the half, but put up 10 unanswered to take the lead, but the Spartans have since taken it right back.
We are going to have an injury timeout as the trainers and staff are coming out to look at this young man. It looks like his, I don't know if it's his right leg they're kind of taking a look at here.
He's still down flat. Well, as he gets attended to, we'll tell you a little bit about some other action in Baraboo High School athletics. Volleyball team has its regional at home and on Thursday. Boys soccer will be hosting Logan right here tomorrow at 1 p.m., and then they'll have a regional game versus La Crosse Central at 7 p.m. Tuesday. Girls swimming will be competing in an invitational at Shorewood tomorrow, and then a dual meet at Stoughton on Tuesday. Cross-country team has its conference championships in Mount Horeb tomorrow at the Norisk Golf Club. We want to make sure we note that the JV football game scheduled for Monday at Sparta was canceled. Injured player getting help off the field. For the T-Birds, it looks like that's number 50. Caden Mars.
62 is the injury.
Oh, 62. Thank you.
62, yep.
62, Beto Garcia Bautista. Second and long coming up for the T-Birds. Huseman.
Oh,
waiting for the snap.
That looks like a jump.
Not before the Spartans jump offside.
There are flags.
That should be a free 5 yards.
Absolutely.
For the T-Bird offense. And that's going to move the ball across midfield.
It'll be a 5-yard penalty, and we will replay second down.
T-Birds now into Spartan territory. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to play. T-Birds do have all three of their timeouts. They have to score a touchdown here to win. Huseman takes a direct snap, runs up the gut. That's going to be a short gain. He's picked up one or two.
It's going to be about 3 yards short, third and three, I think. Then.
Now, Romberg checks in. We've seen him operate as a quarterback. We've seen Huseman operate as the Wildcat quarterback option, and Romberg is the more traditional quarterback. It's going to be third and short. Romberg is indeed going to be.
He's coming out wide here.
Oh, he is splitting out wide to the right.
Huseman
remains
no
in the
way they're
Wildcat.
Gonna
they're going to give it to Puttkamer. He runs
short
up the gut, but he is knocked
beautiful
sideways.
Tackle.
That's McTaggart.
Beautiful tackle by Sparta. They were
bringing
expecting that play.
They sure were.
Jackson Puttkamer gets up a little slow. That was a big hit. A
little gimpy. Yeah, they were ready for that one.
Baraboo needs a timeout. They're going to take one. The entire ball game comes down to a fourth and one after this timeout.
Big play for the T-Birds. They have a fourth and one. The ball is near the 45-yard line of Sparta. Their bell cow running back, Jackson Puckhammer, just got his bell rung a bit.
He did. And
solid
I think,
contact at the line of scrimmage.
I think Turkington saw that, getting up slow. Take a timeout, reset, give your workhorse 2 minutes to catch his breath, stretch out his little injury, and get ready for this. This will be really interesting to see. You know, if you're Baraboo, you can't do something here that you're testing. You know,
right.
You've got to just make them beat
not
your
the
best.
Not the time to experiment.
It is not the time to
By
experiment.
By the way, number 62 is back in the game. That's good to see. After the injury timeout.
It'll be interesting to see if Sparta takes a timeout here after they see Baraboo's play set or if they just let these boys run.
Multiple backs, and looks like the T-Birds jumped offside.
Prior to the snap.
So instead of fourth and one, it's going to be fourth and six.
False start.
With the false
Thunderbirds.
Start. T-Birds came out with a look with multiple backs, a power look.
Replay fourth down.
And that's just a killer there, number 75, Cody Kirchberg, ready to go and rearing a goal, but just was too early.
Elliot Romberg checking back in.
Now if you're Baraboo.
We haven't seen the T-Birds do anything in the air
We
tonight.
Have not, and I don't know, Ben. I mean, that's why we're not the coaches.
One receiver right, one left. We got a power look in the backfield.
I'd throw, but I don't know.
Huseman is going to hand off. It's Jordy Beal. Can he get there? He's going to be dropped short at about the 45-yard line. T-Birds picked up about five on fourth and six.
To be short of the first down.
So now the T-Birds have turned it over on downs with a minute, 48 seconds left. Baraboo does have two timeouts remaining.
So Baraboo, two timeouts remaining. They can get the ball back with give or take 50 seconds. You're going to put two timeouts up on the board. They're going to run one play, a third down. You might get the ball back somewhere in that 40, 45 second range. But you're going to have to go seemingly 80 or 90 yards with 40 seconds and no timeouts.
Sparta looking to salt the game away. True takes the snap, gives to McTaggart. He is stacked up for a gain of about one. And the T-Birds will take a timeout. It'll be a second and long. So that play went according to plan for the T-Bird defense.
For a gain of one. Timeout,
timeout taken with a minute 42 to go. Can the T-Bird defense get off the field and give the offense one last chance? Trailing Sparta 31-27, under 2 minutes to go. Baraboo trying to notch its first win of the season here on the last game of the season. As for the Spartans, they came in with a record of 3-5. They are 1-5 in Mississippi Valley Conference play. Neither of these teams are going to the playoffs, but this is a big finish for both teams this season.
Big finish. Both of these teams probably have a number of seniors that absolutely want to go out with a win. Baraboo, it would be just phenomenal for them to get one win in this season and send the seniors home with that lasting memory.
It is senior night here at Flambeau Field. Spartans come out ready for a second and nine play. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Zach True takes a shotgun snap, gives to McTaggart. He's corralled at the line again.
Beautiful play.
T-Bird's not fooled, and they bottle him up. No gain.
McTaggart once again,
this is going to be a third and nine, and that'll be a timeout for the Thunderbirds. That's
nine.
Their final timeout of the game.
Baraboo.
And again, the T-Birds will get the ball back. We're going to say it's going to be around that 45 to 50 second mark, give or take. If they can just hold here, I would be shocked if the Spartans come out and throw. But it wouldn't surprise me if they tried a little bit of a reverse here, try to go wide as long as they stay in bounds.
Right.
You know, that because that play has worked for them numerous times tonight,
sure
where
has.
They've picked up at least the yardage that they need here for a first down.
Big play coming up here. We're late in the fourth quarter, minute 37 to go. It's Sparta 31, Baraboo 27 here at Baraboo High School.
Reedsburg has taken a 28-21 lead with 2 minutes to go in their game over Holman.
Baraboo defense getting fired up, trying to get the crowd fired up. They need a big stop and a stoppage of the clock if they can get it.
Third and nine.
The Baraboo Thunderbirds are now out of timeouts.
Again, I'd be surprised if Sparta does something goofy here. They might just keep it between the tackles and force a punt and force Baraboo to go 90
Ball's
yards.
Ball's up to 47. True, hands off to McTaggart. He is dropped near the line of scrimmage again. So the T-Bird defense does its job.
Again, no gain.
They're going to force a punt. Zach Burgess with a nice-looking tackle. It's going to force a punt here. Fourth and nine.
Sparta will run this all the way down to, we don't have a play clock here, so we're not exactly sure what it's going to go down to, but they'll call timeout with 55 seconds or so left in the game.
It may even take a delay of game penalty. We'll see.
I'd be surprised. You know, they're at the 47. I wouldn't take the delay game because your punter probably punts it 35 to 40 yards.
We're under a minute to go here. Fourth and nine for the Spartans. They'll be kicking it away from near midfield. 48 seconds.
How long is that?
There it is. And we do have a timeout.
Timeout.
Sparta.
Sparta.
So the Thunderbirds are going to get an opportunity here. The ball will be kicked away with 47 seconds left. Baraboo is out of timeouts. Now, we haven't seen him throw the ball here tonight, so that's you're forcing your offense to do something out of character in desperation time.
Well, that's okay. You know, you let him run. Let him go. Throw it. You know, you're looking for you might want to get a pass interference call. But it's time to air it out. You don't have the time to run the ball and get tackled in the middle of the field and get up to the line. You know, maybe if it's a, you know, third and one, you can quickly do that. But really, you just don't have the time. Fortunately, you know, the clock does stop on a first down. That is your saving grace. If you do end up having to run the ball one time, but.
One safety back deep for the T-Birds. Standing at about the 15-yard line, that's Elliot Romberg. Dusty Morrow is going to kick it away for the Spartans here on this 4th and 9 play. The snap is clean. The punt is away, end over end. It's going to bounce at about the 30 and out of bounds inside the 25. T-Birds will have their work cut out for them. 42 seconds remaining, no timeouts, and 75 yards to go. What do you got dialed up for this possession, Brandon?
You're going to just let your you're going to run at least three or four receivers, and you're going to let them fly. Now, again, you don't have to throw 40-yard bombs, but you do need to be throwing in the neighborhood of 15-yard passes in order to you're trying to guarantee yourself a first down. You can't throw anything shorter than the 10 yards.
Aiden Throgmorton has checked in at quarterback. He's looking to roll left, throws left, ball's in the air, caught by Romberg at the 40, and he gets out of bounds at the 45. What a huge play on first down.
Huge play, 20 yards. Throgmorton stood in there, took a big hit like a man, got rid of the ball, and they picked up 20 yards. Beautiful play.
Big pickup, 20-yard catch by Romberg.
I think we could have been running that all year.
Yeah. Aiden Throgmorton was the quarterback on opening day. He's been in and out of the lineup. As we mentioned earlier, the T-Birds have gone through about five quarterbacks this season due to injuries and effectiveness.
Now we see if he runs this way.
Now he's looking to roll right, looking to throw.
Gotta throw it.
He throws it right into traffic. It drops incomplete near midfield. That's okay. 29 seconds to go.
And I'll tell you what, that was to putt camera. And number 7 for Sparta easily could have been called for early contact on putt camera because he was touching putt camera before the ball got to putt camera.
And that's when we're, even if you complete it and only pick up 5, it's not worth the time you lose.
But if you get that 15-yard penalty.
The penalty would have been good. Yeah. Second and 10 for the T-Birds. 29 seconds remaining. They have no timeouts. They deploy two receivers to the right, one to the left.
But you're right, Ben. You got to be throwing it further than 5 yards. Absolutely.
Get first downs every
you
time.
You do. You got to throw at least 15
yards. Throgmorton has a snap, runs right,
launches,
heaves
it.
Right sideline. He's got a man, Romberg, in traffic. The ball is tipped, and it might have been intercepted. I think it was.
Oh, it was.
Guyer.
It bounced
comes away
around
with the pick.
You know what? That bounced around like the Antonio Freeman, yeah. The Antonio Freeman ball.
Grant Geyer with the interception. That ball was thrown into traffic, but this is that point in the game where you got to take chances.
I mean,
Geyer came away with it. It looked like it bounced off of a couple of different players, including Elliot Romberg.
That's just a heartbreaker to a fantastic game. Just a fantastic answer by the T-Birds to last week's struggles. Win or lose, you can hold your head high with their performance tonight. This was just an all-out great football game.
Spartans are going to just sit on this, we would imagine. They're going to walk out with a road win, a 31-27 victory.
And with that, the clock will be allowed to expire.
Over the Thunderbirds. A wild back-and-forth affair ends in heartbreak for the hosts. Spartans win 31-27.
We were wondering last week after that performance, how would they come out in their last game of the year. Last week was tough. It was tough. And Baraboo showed their heart, and they're metal tonight. And even though they lost, they sure won a lot of people over with their play tonight.
Incredible game. Teams exchanged leads. We saw a lot of offense, a lot of touchdowns, a lot of field goals. Good work by both kickers as well. And in the end, it comes down to just a couple of missed opportunities. It costs the T-Birds. They're going to end this season winless at 0-9. Not the way you want to send out Coach Turkington, who, of course, had an outstanding 11-year run here at Baraboo.
We just want to thank Coach Turkington for his 11 years and bringing a lot of success to the Baraboo Thunderbird football program. That had some lean years before Coach
Certainly
Turk came to the program. We know he made the playoffs 4 out of 5 years. What I don't know out of his 11 years is his record. And again, how many playoff appearances the T-Birds did have. Again, we apologize for not having that. We got a little flat foot. We got that information 2 minutes before the game that this would be his last game. So either it was a closely held secret that he had had for a while, or it was a recent decision that was just announced. So
who knows? That's another one where if we had our sideline reporter, they'd be all over it.
Yes, they would.
We'll work on getting that into the budget for next season. So for us, this is our final broadcast of the season. Brandon, my pleasure to have you as my color man.
Ben, you do a phenomenal job.
Happy to be with you again this season.
I'm honored to be with you as well.
You're too kind. And we're going to, this will be, of course, our last football broadcast of the year. But right here on these same stations, we're going to be bringing you Baraboo Thunderbird basketball. I'm taking a look at the schedule here, if you can believe it. We're about a month out from the first home girls basketball game of the year. They're going to be taking on these Sparta Spartans on November 26th. So about a month from now, look for Baraboo High School basketball on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS network, at max.fm on the internet, as well as on the Civic Media mobile app. So for Brandon Wegner, I'm Ben Bromley. Thank you for joining us this season. One last thank you to our sponsors, State Farm Insurance, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. We'll look forward to seeing you next football season for you football fans. But basketball fans, be sure to look for the schedule. Join us next month for boys and girls basketball. Have a wonderful weekend.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
and C comes out and C goes for me. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM with Mace Michaels in a 50-minute music hour. The Talking Heads, Heart, and Def Leppard all on the way in this 50-plus minute music hour. Here's INXS on Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before your mirror, and you comb your hair, grab your coat and hat,
and you walk the streets trying to remember, yeah, all those wild nights breeze through your mind,
and everything looks so cold. You fly, crying. Wild night is calling. All the girls walk by, dressed up for each other.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Baby.
your perfect Halloween song. Who's watching you? Rockwell, Max FM.
Who's watching me? 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey. Yeah.
never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, if somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know. We can't go on, just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around, never let them shoot us.
And more 99.7 Max FM with Heart and Never. It's Mace Michaels here with you. The elusive escape room is on our Max FM big deal of the day. Just head to maxfmbigdeals.com. You can check all of our certificates, and one you definitely don't want to miss is the elusive escape rooms. 50% off today only, so you got a few more hours to get in on that one. $30 certificate for $15. Now, the elusive escape rooms are a new wave of live adventure entertainment. The crazy cat lady room, the serial killer room, the butcher, so many more. Elusive escape rooms will have you handling some crazy and wild situations as you plot your escape. Again, 50% off at maxfmbigdeals.com.
Retro Pop. What's going on for the weekend? This is Joe Cortez. I'll be here with the biggest hits of the video music era on Retro Pop Reunion. Traditionally, October is big for artists to release new music in anticipation of holiday sales. So let's take a look at the October albums of the 80s. Rhythm Nation, American Fool, Reckless. Huey Lewis on the pressure of coming up with a new album. That's good to have your band survive. The Oasis Reunion Tour in 25 has a challenge out for America. See more about that at RetroPopReunion.com and hear about it this weekend on Retro Pop Reunion. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issues issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing and cooler, highs mid-70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 56.
99.7
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Oh, that's not enough shit for that.